Ass new phone. Huh? Battery's still good. Battery's still good. I got at least 6 months before the 14 shit start fucking my shit up. Hey, he did that shit. I ain't gonna hold you. Anyways, hey, I wanna say RIP before we get started for real. RIP to PNB Rock. RIP to PNB Rock.
RIP to PNB Rock, man.
Gone too soon. But, yeah. We'll talk about it in a minute, because that shit was...
You hate to see it.
I'm going to play some shit to get it started, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who you be calling, who you be texting, when you be all on your phone? Bro, why you flexing? You got my message, but I ain't stressing. You be thinking you low, and you think I don't know. Girl, it's somebody next to you
that's hating on me.
I don't know what they texting you,
but they don't know me.
I could fuck up the text on you.
I got money.
Girl, if you know what's best for you,
then you would
love me. Girl, I'm low-key obsessed with you, yeah, I'm low-key obsessed with you, yeah. Got a nigga in my feelings, in my feelings. No, this shit ain't been the same, no. We so distant, no, you miss how I be thuggin' on my hood shit, girl, I miss how we be fucking. And you ain't my bitch. Got a nigga in my feelings, in my feelings. No, this shit ain't been the same, no. We so distant, no, you miss how I be thuggin' on my hood shit, girl, I miss how we be fucking. And you ain't my bitch. Got a nigga in my feelings. I remember when it used to be just me and my baby, baby. Time to save me, save me. Girl, I'm going crazy, crazy. Why you going crazy? Why is that going crazy, crazy? You been lazy. Lately you been tryna play me. Used to fuck on the day. Shawty, you know I'm too wavy. It must be somebody next to you. I say you know me. I don't know what they telling you. They don't know me. I can fuck up a check on you. Cause I got money, girl. If you know what's best for you, then you would call me. Cause I'm low-key obsessed with you. I'm low-key obsessed with you. Got a nigga in my feelings, in my feelings. I want you all to myself. You don't need nobody else. I want you all to myself, I swear. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm selfish. I want you all to myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want you all to myself because I'm selfish, yeah. I want you all to myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want you all to myself, I swear. I'm selfish.
I want you. Shout outs to Dro.
She wants you to be a stepdaddy, something, goddamn it.
Hey, look, man, my mama's just going to struggle without it, man, bro. I'm not. I definitely ain't about to go ahead and come home with no pre-made grandkids. Hey, ladies and kids, don't get me wrong. I'm still gonna fuck. We can still date a little bit.
That's just not your prerogative, man.
Nah. I enjoy being selfish, moving on my time, doing the fuck I want to do when I want to do it and how I want to do it.
Such a perfect song.
The freedom is very nice.
Such a perfect song, wasn't it?
It was.
Nice to be a nigga named Dro when I can just do what the fuck I feel like.
I mean, that's how it's supposed to be, man. You're supposed to set your life up so you can move ideally, you know, so there's things that are comfortable for you.
You ain't lying.
And it's for you, so if it worked for you, then that's what it is. If someone else worked for somebody else, let that rock, you know?
Hey, for all you niggas who want to go ahead and be and play stepdaddy, I support y'all.
Yeah, to take a strong nigga to be stepdaddy to these badass little kids with gold teeth in their mouth.
Better than some. Oh, which kid's the worst? Hey, gold teeth kid or silver teeth kid?
Silver teeth.
Them the ones that bite.
Yeah.
I feel like when they got that gold, they lose their teeth so early.
They lose their teeth so early, they gotta put the silver caps in.
I'd rather them be arrogant than them bite me.
because they got the golds in. They're not trying to bite you with the golds.
They are also easily manipulated by candy. So, you know, there's a give and take.
It could be worse.
You could just be like this nigga Ari and trying to repopulate the world one at a time.
I am not Nick Cannon.
Hey, Genghis Khan style.
I am not Nick Cannon, okay? I got my two boy. I'm good, my boy. I am good.
Don't fuck around. That man is a fertile foot soldier.
Don't fuck around and end up 3-3 out here and talk bad about you.
No, I ain't never, boy. I ain't never. I know too many other people that's like that. I can't go out like that.
Man, you better go ahead and get them tools dyed.
We don't get our tubes. We got our shit snipped, nigga.
You need two of them.
Our shit snipped, hey, nigga.
Tie them bitches, then snip them.
Shit.
And then burn off the ends, too. Just to be on the safe side.
Wow.
You need an ankle
monitor. Whoa. My nigga Cairo is a good kid.
Every year's ain't it?
Okay. The other ones, the jury's still out. But Cairo, he's a good kid. You're too young to know. I don't know, man. Yeah, man. Shit, we're figuring this shit out. Anyways, welcome back to Black History Podcast, episode 120. It's your boy Ari, aka El Capitan, aka Do Say Poppy. And to my left,
It's your boy Twan, Uncle Twan, Bentley's uncle. All 2022 and 2023 coming.
What's going on, my man? Still right over in the
AKA
blue,
aka the rich friend.
I don't know who the rich friend is supposed to be.
I'm so glad that you said that right at that moment. Yeah, you tell us who the rich friend is.
It's definitely not me, man.
It ain't me neither.
Definitely that nigga Twan, if it had to be one nigga in particular.
Hey, I didn't see this on the itinerary. I'm feeling real surprised
attack. This is an intervention. The rich nigga,
man. Yeah, man. Hey, man, this is your intervention, man. You the rich nigga of the group, man. So
you know what? No, I ain't gonna leave. I need y'all to know, bro, that it's on the table. Hey, look, I'm living comfortably within my means.
He said Bentley's all 2023. Nigga, what?
Oh yeah, that's my nephew. Hey, Bentley's uncle.
Oh, okay, right. Okay.
Damn, what was my only AKA? Fuck.
And to his left. Damn, we can't.
Joshi Mitsu from Tekken.
I fuck with it.
And Soul Calibur.
Right. I fuck with it. I fuck with that nigga because he's in both games for real.
Yeah. Joshimitsu. All
right. Wasn't he in another one?
Hey, damn. Off the top of the head, on the pod. Look at your boy go, man.
Wasn't he in another one? I feel like he's in another fighting game.
I don't believe so.
No. Just Soul Calibur and Tekken.
Okay. And by... behind the camera.
I see you in Juby, bitch. Mari.
Oh, damn. That's it?
I ain't got no AKs or nothing like that.
Damn. Damn, nigga, that's it? Like
I said, my name's Mari, nigga. That is my AKA.
I fuck with your shirt, bro. I fuck with your shirt. I mean, the people can't see it, but I fuck with your shirt.
You know what I mean? Went to a concert last week. Shit was busting.
It was dope.
Shit was busting. Fucking, nigga did all the shits that I wanted to hear. For the most part. So, I had a good ass time. Kendrick, man, Baby Keem, some nigga named Tana Leon. I never heard of him, but he was going crazy.
That sound for me.
It was cool.
It was good for that nigga, man. That nigga able to get out there, open up for them niggas.
Yeah.
Hell of exposure.
Facts. Hey, how's you niggas week been? This Fruitful. Past week?
Fruitful, man.
Fruitful? Fruitful and multiplying? I fuck with it.
Like I said, niggas officially signed his offer letter, so starting Monday, I'm going to be making a couple more dollars more than what I have been making at work.
Hey, if you're at home, give it like a couple of snaps or some claps for that man for that one. Real time. Give my man his flowers while he's here. Good shit, my buddy.
Joe's going to be my rich friend.
Niggas got his own office now.
Joe is the rich friend. He actually has his office outside of his home, so, you know.
You have your own office now?
Yeah.
Rich homie vibes. I like it.
Do you have an open door policy or do you close that bitch and play Smash Bros?
I mean, I haven't even, I'm officially moving to the office one day. Yet. Yeah, like.
Okay. I'm going to ask you again the week after next.
Yeah, that's the week after next. I can be like, all right, yeah, so my office is this or that.
I'm going to get you one of them, the motivational posts. Motivational. What are your wall?
Be all you can be, young nigga.
I'm gonna get him that poster of Martin Luther King doing this one. As soon as they walk in, they're gonna know what it is, though.
8 o'clock on Thursday, we're eating.
All right, but and then I'm gonna get him another poster of Malcolm X.
Hey, you gotta put it right by the door too. Right by the door.
The door with the gut.
You know it. You know it.
I'm not putting that shit up in my goddamn office. They gonna be like, yo, we done gave this the worst nigga job. I just put that bitch on my Indeed in my LinkedIn profile, though.
Turn up.
Fire.
So that way somebody can come find me and be like, yo, we'll pay you more money. Yes.
Hey.
Take it.
Where's the LinkedIn and the Indeed,
get
man.
All the bags you can, my boy.
I need all the bags. You fucking feel me? Hey. Fives, tens, twenties, everything.
I need M's in my bank account like I'm 21.
Trying to wake up and not even look at my bank account because I know it's there.
Like, nigga, you just want to swipe your card for whatever the fuck you can just because you can.
Trying to walk into Target like I'm really that dude.
I want to go into Target and spend money and then not really be worried about what I just spent.
Right, because listen, bro, you fill out one of those little baskets. Damn, they're coming out to $120, $140 every fucking time.
Maybe even more.
If you can't swing your arm with the little handcart, you've already passed $70, bro. You have passed $70.
I went there, bro. I
promise you that.
I bought me like some body wash, some fucking paper towels. Target got the good cloth joints. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, you gotta have the Viva joints.
For those who don't know, get the Viva joints. Some shits and some nice little paper towels.
They feel good on your hands.
Between that and everything else I came out, I'm like, damn, they gotta spend damn near $130, bro. And my shit was still able to move.
I went into Target yesterday. I just went to the bathroom. I was like, damn, I almost spent some money in this bitch. I did not.
Bro, like, and women wonder why you don't want to go to Target with them. Why am I going to Target with you? I'm spending more money.
Oh my goodness. Oh, somebody just sat down online. I saw Target dates. Don't get me wrong, it's lit, but y'all gonna have to sit down and have a financial conversation afterwards. Like,
man,
hey.
Fuck Target dates. Take her to Barnes and Noble.
I mean, that's one way to do it for sure. You get her a hardback book. Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm much rather that for me, though. I'd much rather take her to fucking Barnes and Noble than a fucking Target date.
Facts. And they got Starbucks in there.
Because Target date.
Two for one.
Bro, listen, I'm over here going on a fucking Target date, and now. On top of the $100 I was gonna spend,
you paying for her shit?
Because now it's a fucking Target date.
Disrespectful.
There's no ROI on that except for her happiness.
You fucking feel me? No.
And whatever that means to you.
We ain't never going to no fucking Target date. If we go to Target, I'm like, oh, I don't need nothing. I'm not even gonna touch nothing. Because as soon as you do, you gotta pay for it.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Man, be in my motherfucking pocket. Nope.
I've actually really been trying to work on that. Like, I done started ordering the groceries. Like, I'll pick them up or have them delivered. Because if I go in there, oh, I'm in there. I'm in there for a minute, too.
Don't go in there high or hungry, bro. It's a wrap.
And that's how I do every time. Be in there barely conscious. Just putting it in the cart. Throw it in the bag.
Shut the fuck up. I hate
okay, this thing Dream. So much. Okay, Dream. Hey, Bart, how's your week been, bro?
I've been chilling. I'm fucking had to look for another job, but that's also my VA might go up, so I ain't worried about it.
Hey,
shout outs to that though.
So fuck all the other bullshit. I ain't.
Can't wait for that.
I hate looking for jobs and shit like that. Like, you know, you don't want, or they just making you do this shit so you can keep collecting unemployment and shit like that. Like, I'd rather not collect unemployment, to be honest.
I feel that.
I feel that.
It's like I'm not really about to go to these jobs. To be honest, I'm not. Got me fucked up. Fuck them.
I kind of wish I did. I went through that unemployment when that shit was booming. Kind of wish.
Hey, that shit was going crazy.
Niggas was sitting at home collecting 16 every week, boy.
And I was not.
I was living life. Nigga, we went out to eat. We was having crab legs in the crib all the time. I'm like, damn, this is how niggas on welfare be.
And hey, first of all,
I'm fucking jealous,
and I was
bro.
Like, yo, you niggas ain't even think about, all right, some of these niggas made probably $800 every 2 weeks. You was giving niggas $800 to $1,600 a week.
Niggas didn't know how to act.
They didn't.
Yeah, I got that. I ain't gonna lie. There would have been some real signs. There was some real signs. Bro.
Oh, damn, when your car just orange the other day? Like, bitch, don't even.
Don't worry about it.
Ain't it 73 degrees? What the fuck you talking to me about? My car color fuck. What you mean?
The government that helped hella people pay off their car loans and shit during the pandemic.
Bro, niggas was buying fucking lobster and fucking crab legs all the time. I think that put niggas back, to be real.
But you know what? A lot of niggas was able to live in luxury that they never had a chance to live before.
And I ain't mad at that for them.
No, even I'm if not. They got I'm a not taste. Either. I'm not.
With the way that shit is set up to keep us down, if they can get a taste of happiness one way and they're not hurting another black person or some shit like that, you know, I ain't even halfway mad at it.
Niggas was able to go ahead and go to nice dinners. Niggas was able to go ahead and spend something on themselves.
Yeah.
Bro, that's what
and go ahead and go buy that table with the hookah because you can afford it right now.
You know what's crazy? I was making money right then. And then that's when we fucking was going to Korean barbecue all the fucking time.
Yep. Yep.
Man, I wish I could have got that. I would have been
barbecue, sushi. Niggas was just like, fuck it. Let's
outside.
Go.
Outside.
Fuck it.
Let's Why are we supposed to be inside?
Type shit.
I'm actually really, I was going to take a, for health reasons, you know, just trying to change my diet. I was going to be real conscious about it in September, but oh.
It's hard.
I'm back at it. I'm back at it. Like, real tough. Like, come October, November, I'm
not going to lie to you, my nigga, like.
On it hard.
It no might boo. Just be October, November before I get back to, like, really in the kitchen every day like I'm supposed to. Oh.
I'm gonna give you to December.
Hey, because you gotta plan that. Because like you have to have.
I'm gonna give you to December just because
in your kitchen.
After Thanksgiving, then you'll be in the house.
Oh, you kind of fuck with your boy.
He drunk.
Hey man. Hey man.
You sound like a hater, yeah. This nigga sound like a fucking hater, bro.
He drunk.
Damn, I'm not even drunk.
You tipsy at all or no?
See the nigga eyes?
I came in here to get the twisted yee. I'm not even. Can you hear me that, please, sir? I'm sorry to interrupt what y'all
are you good,
what
my
y'all talking about?
Maybe not shit. Input. Not shit.
We really want to talk about
not
shit.
Yet. We wasn't there yet, man.
We about to.
Oh, quick, I got the job, man.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
No, congratulations.
Yeah.
Up the handshake.
Because at first you weren't even gonna do that when I got
yeah,
here.
Yes, I was.
No, you cap. So yes, yo, I go into this nigga studio, bro. He trying to give me a regular shake. I'm going to the other one.
So oh no, that's actually a fact.
Exactly.
That's actually a fact.
Thank you. You can blame that on me. I gave him some Martell.
Shout outs to the Martell.
I've been here for like 5 minutes.
Shout outs to the Martell.
Hey, no, I had a good week though.
Let me grab a little bit of this Martell, man.
For sure.
Enlighten us about your week, man. I'm glad you had a good week, man.
I'm a career employee now, so it's lit.
Hey.
Hey, good shit, my boy.
Hey, congratulations, black man.
I know, it takes forever to do that shit at the post office, but, yeah.
He got, he got benefits.
A lot of them.
You hear that?
Oh, okay.
What the fuck going on,
man? Shit, what else happened? We had some sad shit to happen this week, but, I mean, I don't think you niggas want to get to that, but,
Bro, I'm in here for 5 minutes. Let's like, talk about damn. Bullshit.
I'm just saying.
Well, what you got?
We're
going
to talk
man.
About it later.
Bam! Fuck! Nah.
What happened to other than PNB Rock?
That's about it. That's about it. And Jesse Powell died. All right,
let me ask y'all niggas this.
Oh, yeah. Jesse Powell.
What porn star would you leave your significant other for?
As I don't have a significant other...
Oh. If you have one, who'd you leave for?
I don't know if I can say all.
Alright, starting with you.
Hello. Amari Gold.
Amari, who's that? What you look like?
Slim.
Nigga, why you turning his head so hard?
So hard.
What you look like?
Oh, my.
Amari, what you had it on camera?
Hey, she nasty. She nasty, too.
You know what it is?
Gold.
Yeah, I know.
I ain't never seen
her. Freaky ass nigga on my soul.
Hey.
Oh, what she look like? Let me see.
Slow.
Oh, damn.
Oh, okay.
This one. Yeah.
I ain't seen her yet.
Yeah, you probably have. She does strictly anal.
Oh, no. That's not my bag.
That's not my bag.
I'm good on that.
Not strictly.
She's
a woman? No, not strictly. But she enjoys it. She's one of them bitches who, like, a majority of her videos is anal.
Man.
Nasty little bitch. Oh, goddamn.
See, I'm not even fucking with that. Yeah. Hold on, wait.
That's her face. He spun back real quick.
Is that a white dude?
What?
Hey, yeah, that is a...
That's a white nigga right there. Cook.
You see the one like
this? A dub.
Bro, she's a porn star.
It's a dub.
I like my porn star.
Is that her whole hand?
Like, what is that bitch? Alexis Texas?
Is that her whole hand?
No, I'm alright.
She don't fuck no niggas on
camera. On camera.
I need my black porn stars like that.
That don't fuck no white man
no
on camera.
No crackers on camera.
So name one then. Because all of the ones that you're going to name fuck the white man on camera.
My favorite one fuck the white man on camera.
A lot of white men. Well, white man, I've seen it. Like, and I'll be like, bitch.
That shit broke my heart.
I'm like, I can't even watch this.
He was mad.
You feel me?
Can't even watch this.
I'm really trying to get my shit off and you fucking eat crackers.
These pink dicks.
Yo, wait a minute.
And it's an understandable beef now.
I'm tripping.
What, crackers?
Yeah.
Cracker.
We can't say that.
Who is we?
If a white man get on this shit saying nigger,
we fucking stop
that nigga.
Now we gotta pull that subject up.
Nah, I'm keeping it being. I just watched a YouTube channel where this dude was saying all. He said faggot, nigger, and all kinds of shit.
This movie I just watched, they said faggot. They brought that back.
They brought it back. It didn't go nowhere.
Right. No, I mean, to the point where you couldn't say it really in a movie.
I apologize, Ari, because this shit has to get cut out. Oh, wow.
Faggot.
Jesus Christ, bro. He goes
Kendrick Lamar.
He goes to the concert and he just goes crazy.
He did that song.
Not for real. Cut all this shit out. I'm not. That's kind of crazy.
Well, you asked the question.
Hey, Quick was out here going.
You still ain't. Oh, wait, you said
Capone. Hey, Quick was out here going crazy from three.
Go ahead, Twan. Answer the question, bro.
Is
Amari go just because she going to take it.
I don't really be watching it too much, but Jasmine Cashmere.
This nigga.
Jasmine Cashmere?
That's an OG right there. Say they don't.
I don't be watching it too much. Hey, man, niggas be busy.
You lying.
Niggas go to bed every night.
You feel me?
So you supposed to do that every time you go to sleep or something?
I'm gonna say
I cannot. Okay, without busting a nut.
I respect.
Watching porn or getting my dick sucked or fucking, I cannot go to sleep unless I bust a nut. Me personally.
It is.
I got a new one. She kind of new. I probably said her name. Eden West.
She white.
She's black.
Sound like a white bitch.
She black.
Eden West.
What's
she look like?
No.
I was gonna say, ooh.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Hey, you just gonna catch
just
some slander, my boy.
After that.
Why you got the directions and instructions?
Wow.
Wow.
We know what's going on. That's a lot of white flesh.
A lot of white women.
That's not her.
Is she fucking?
You sure her name is Eden West?
This chick.
So.
This little red girl?
Yeah, her, for sure.
I ain't gonna lie.
This man went right.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta make sure it's
not me. You are a horny devil.
Very nice.
Gotta look at it, man.
Imagine that you pose.
Dude. Nigga, you do that at the end when niggas stop listening, not the beginning.
Yeah.
This is the beginning?
Yes. Yes,
nigga.
Oh, nigga, how the fuck I'm going when I walked in?
Niggas are listening. I want niggas to be enthralled from the beginning.
I got in this motherfucker and I saw
excellent word choice, Vardy.
Niggas like, yeah, I think they just started.
Word choice.
You feel me?
Niggas need to be tantalized. He said a good word choice because I said enthralled.
Oh. Enthralled is good.
That's good word.
You know what I'm saying? You want niggas to be tantalized and fucking.
This nigga said Jasmine Cashmere.
Jasmine
Cashmere.
Busting
the
her
OG.
She is like
that's OG.
The OG.
Busting her down.
Who's yours?
Jasmine anyway, Banks is nice
who's
too.
Who's yours, bro?
Can't say.
I said Capri Styles. You said who?
Amari Gold.
Amari Gold. That's one of
the sick man. Gals, huh? You're a sick man.
Jasmine Cashmere.
These ain't even the right Jasmine Bankses.
Probably Misty Stone.
Misty Stone.
With the curly hair.
OG.
OG.
OG for real.
Her and Capri Styles used to run together. My soul.
Hey, it was out of her.
Hey, Skin Diamond out there too.
Hey.
My soul, I seen a couple of them.
Misty Stone was just too slim for me. Like, she had a nice little ass.
She got a little ass now.
Cool. It was cool, but she was just too
slim. I'm sorry, who's the joint you just asked? Who's the joint? Because I'm pretty sure she built just like that.
Loki.
Loki.
My number two would be Charlie B. Hustle. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, the amateurs. Hey, the amateurs been taking over, bro.
Miss Natural still always gonna be.
Miss Natural is number one.
Just after seeing her, yeah, after seeing her on that Zoo shit, I can't fuck with it, bro.
Yes. I'll pick Miss Natural over Tiana.
Over Tiana Trump?
Because Miss Natural is more nasty than Tiana.
Is she?
Low key.
Yeah. They did a video together. Low key. And you can see.
They did do a video together.
You can see.
We're talking about porn stars right now. We're talking about porn stars right now.
Send me that for research purposes.
Hey, don't never let nobody do this.
Do this. For the pillow.
They have dastardly intentions.
Nigga.
We're never gonna get rid of that.
Ever going home and locking the bedroom door.
Man. No cap.
Anyway,
like if anybody, if anybody,
sports,
if anybody had a plan to see me tonight, that shit short.
That shit, wicked. This nigga finna have a jerk off session.
Hey yo,
that nigga finna go home and have a jerkathon. No cap.
Sports.
But I'm saying though, why are we not able to go? Why is it like niggas? They just don't want everyone niggas go to beat their dick because it's. And when it's not them.
No. That's a fact.
Let me bust my nut out. That's the fuck I want.
Well, sometimes
this,
this is a very interesting conversation,
actually. Hold on.
You can turn off the health at this point.
I'm probably not even going to want to fuck no more if I squeeze tip. That shit cook. I'm liable to squeeze tip and be like, hey.
Yo.
That's why I do that shit after.
Because post nut.
The fact that you squeeze tip.
Post nut clarity is a real thing. It's a real thing.
You have to cleanse. I cleanse myself.
After you have sex,
yes.
is what the fuck is wrong with you? You're probably, no, for real. If there's 1,000 men,
he's a horny demon.
1% that does that. You're probably the one person.
Have you said the man is a horny demon?
Yeah, after I'm done, I'll go watch me some porn.
Like a
fuck? That shit is sick.
A follow-up nut? God damn.
Just so, you know what I mean?
This nigga is horny times two.
Getting things out.
Hey, you know Goku is like Kaioken times two.
The fact that you got two of your digs and you still squeeze tip after.
That's kind of crazy. Bro.
Hey, nobody knows you like you know yourself.
Right.
Nobody knows you like you know yourself.
Shout out to Pamela, goddamn it. Shout out to Pamela.
Let me don't be. Man, that sounded real gay, huh?
I'm like, low-key. Low-key, I ain't gonna hold
you. Before I even finish that. That's
yeah, that would have been real flagrant.
Yeah, we're not gonna even finish that.
Well, yeah, moving on. Sports.
Nobody knows you like you know yourself.
Sports, my nigga.
Panthers beating the Giants this week.
Hey, shout outs to Steph for getting that money.
Dolphins beating the Ravens.
Shout out to Steph getting that bag.
You said what?
Run that up, Steph.
Dolphins are beating the Ravens.
I don't know, bro. I don't know about that one, my boy.
Okay, yeah.
It'd be a good game, but it's definitely leaning Miami.
I put my money on that shit.
I got a dub on it. What's good?
Don't do that. Oh, you a damn.
Probably got smacked early.
You probably owe me money because y'all fucking lost.
We did lose to the Browns.
And you owe me some money for that.
We got hoed, though. Oh, my mama, we got
we lost to the fucking Seahawks this last week. I'm fucking tight.
Hey, bro, we tied.
Hey, Patrick Mahomes had us out there.
How did that happen? They ain't even got a quarterback.
You are a Chiefs fan?
Cardinals. Ooh. This nigga.
They had us out there spreading
fucking
Chiefs.
Matt Ryan fumbled four snaps.
Man, we just can't pull it together. Every year.
This year, our quarterback is garbage.
Matt Ryan is the coach's fucking.
Our fucking coach is trash.
It's a lot of things.
Who the fuck kicks
who,
the fuck?
Who's your team?
The Broncos, man. Who the fuck kicks
a 64-yard field goal?
No. Your quarterback.
Yeah. Let's we need to stop with the Russell Wilson he's elite, he's this, he's that. Russell Wilson is garbage.
And that nigga Future
Tua Tagovailoa.
What's up?
You think so?
Who's your quarterback?
Oh, what? What?
Wait. Turn up. Who's your quarterback?
Baker Mayfield, nigga. Baker Mayfield, nigga. MVP of the year.
Who's your quarterback?
Matt Ryan.
He ain't said nothing though, so
who's your quarterback?
Kyler Murray.
Okay, mine's the only one with the championship, so I don't even know that. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
He didn't even
Thank
win you. It on your team. What are you talking
right.
about?
Right.
He's the only quarterback. He's made no contribution to the Broncos.
That was
bruh. Like, Jesus.
No man and a saddle. That dick rival.
That nigga a munch.
Whoa,
we not gonna go there.
We not gonna go there.
quarterback got a Super Bowl ring. Not with your fucking team, nigga. Not with your motherfucking team.
No proud side bitch.
This is
weird,
fam.
Yeah. My quarterback's the only one that won a championship.
Cool.
I'm just saying, he is.
That's like celebrate. That's like celebrating your stepkid's birthday like better than your own.
That's kind of crazy.
The stepkid birthday better than your own.
Imagine that. Like, yo, I went to the homie birthday party, bruh. That nigga got so much pussy. But now he over here now.
What happened? Just saying.
No, exactly. You see how that didn't make sense?
I'm just saying. I think that's all I got for NFL. Anything else for NFL?
Nah, nothing to talk about.
We good.
The Lakers might not get 1 3-point basket from a guard.
Jesus Christ! They got Dennis Schroeder.
Dennis Schroeder came back.
They got two.
Hey, bro, you got to be the biggest donkey of the last 2 years.
Oh my!
Turned down a 4-year, $84 million
contract. Shot yourself down. Oh my!
To come back on a veteran minimum.
If he, now I'm gonna keep it a bean. If he would have held out and stayed with the Lakers, he got paid $100 million.
A big money, easy.
Yeah, if they'd have seen how
LeBron effect would have hit him.
And that he would have held out, he got paid $100 million.
The LeBron effect would have hit him.
He just took the 84 when he first got it.
Should took the money. Should took the money, nigga. Nigga, nice. I ain't gonna hold you, nigga.
$84 million, bro. $84 million, my nigga. Yeah. That's a lot of money you done missed out on.
And I mean,
nice. Bro, he be playing with niggas. He be playing with niggas. Pause.
I don't care if I can go.
Playing with who?
Whoa.
I'm talking about Dennis Schroeder.
Who's he? What team put
him? The Lakers.
They
just signed back to the Lakers.
Yes.
The Lakers have 3 point guards.
That who's can't the second? Who's the third?
A three.
Who's the third?
Westbrook,
Beverly, and now Schroeder.
Ooh. Big Bell.
And the defense gonna be crazy.
Defense gonna be crazy.
You got a lot of
time. Gonna be crazy.
I mean, shit, because all they're going to be doing is running hard as they can.
Patrick Beverly playing defense?
Russell Westbrook. And I mean, they're all pretty good, pretty solid.
He don't. He trash.
He can, though.
I can tell you ain't never played no.
I was going to say, like, I felt like that ain't even.
That was the second one you missed.
It bounced off the rim. Both of them bounced off the rim.
No, it didn't bounce off the rim.
The second one bounced off the rim.
No,
the second one bounced off the rim. But. You are still trash for that.
Jumper broke as a motherfucker,
bro. He said Basuda.
Hey, man. God
damn.
Hey, we need to have a shootout over here, man. Because niggas out here talking crazy about niggas jumpers.
I don't hoop no more.
I'm trash at basketball to be 100.
We know.
I would never even try to compete. I don't want niggas to say, well,
I enjoy shit. Trash, like,
no, I can shoot the ball. I know. Ugly. I know how to shoot. No, I know how to shoot the ball.
You say you got the Michael Kidd Gilchrist?
I know how to shoot the ball.
You say you got the Michael Kidd Gilchrist?
Hey, hold on. Oh, no, not the.
Nah, not none of that.
He got that Sean Marion.
I ain't that strong. I ain't throwing the ball against the motherfucking.
I ain't got no letter, bro.
Damn.
It's in the car.
Mine is in the car.
Mine's definitely in the car.
Tax?
You ain't got no lighter. How y'all supposed to be smoking?
We
don't got no lighter.
My shit just died.
My shit in the car. I've been high all day.
I've been trying to slow down. I just had a new opportunity.
Shout out to the Aces.
They're done. 2-1.
Not done.
Hey, Kelsey is out here killing with that first step.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Chelsea Gray.
Not just fucking her, bro. The whole Ace. Who's the white girl?
Kelsey Plum.
Number 10.
Yes.
Think so.
I like
she's
her.
Nice. She's nice.
She's balling.
She was not hooping the game we saw, though.
But the last game she played, she was hooping. Like, I'm watching them on TV now.
Oh, you
I'm actually a fan, for real, bro.
Yeah. Oh, look
I'm
at that.
Really watch
this. I'm really hoping
look
that they that. Lose the next game to the
so that we can join, so we can get the next one.
You were sure.
Look at
how much you think them tickets going to be?
See what we did?
You said what?
How much you think them tickets going to be?
Nice segue.
$7 like the last one.
Nice segue. Better be.
Oh, no.
Because I'm going to wait.
You went to a game?
$10.
I got my ticket for $7, fam.
Wait a minute. I already talked about them shit sold out. Niggas are buying tickets and then reselling all of them hoes. That's how they're doing.
I got my
selling them for cheap.
Finals ticket for
$7. That's good.
That's crazy. Cheap. And I'm with cool.
If y'all in Vegas, man, make sure y'all check out. Where do we get our tickets from?
I mean, it might be over because the next game is in Connecticut.
No, but if they win that game, they got to come back here.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna last that long.
Oh,
I don't think so either.
Okay, never mind. I was about to talk all
after that last game. I don't think they gonna play with them niggas this next game. So.
Yeah, hopefully I can go to game 5 out here, and hopefully they win, because I'm I'm running. I'm storming the court.
As we talking about sports, where the fuck are we watching this boxing match at?
Who's boxing?
Canelo and Triple G.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big hey. Cause I mean, I'm gonna have it at the crib going up late, but
8 o'clock, I believe.
Wait, so what time we gonna be done with this?
Y'all already know I stay far, so I wouldn't even ask y'all to come out there. But
what day?
Today.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Like 45 minutes.
I'm trying to go.
I'm gonna test this nigga dark one now. I'm like, yo.
Wait, did you just say what I think you just said?
Hot pot.
I'm gonna go hit. Hot pot.
Oh.
What do you think that said?
You
I don't know, bro.
Nah.
I don't know what you, bro.
Nah, V10 toes on. Nah, 10 toes, bro. That's not
what you thought he said.
You thought he's gonna get a whooping?
You thought he's gonna box?
Maybe.
Hot box?
He do.
I do do that.
Freaky devil.
Nah, man, I hot box the car. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Hey, it's the silence that niggas just mad. We not doing shit.
Man. All right.
And in other sports news, shout out to Carlos Alcaraz. He won the U.S. Open for the
win. What is that?
The U.S. Open. What's that?
For tennis.
The tennis.
But
yeah.
He's the youngest player.
19-year-old kid. He's the youngest.
Is he black?
No.
What was his name?
He
lost.
Oh, he lost.
Yes.
Then I don't give a fuck.
So the black person didn't win?
No.
Correct.
Cool.
Thank you.
But this dude's the youngest player to become 19.
Who gives a fuck?
I mean, to be number one.
Who's the youngest player to become 19?
I don't even give a fuck. That nigga ain't one.
Yep.
Damn, it's crazy.
To be honest. Mm.
Oh,
we root for everything black. We this is
okay. So y'all root for
Dr. Umar University, nigga.
Hold on. let me ask y'all this: y'all root for Anthony Joshua
when who the fuck is that?
When he fight Tyson Fury?
That nigga is cheeks.
Yeah, he's not. That nigga England black. It don't count.
Yeah, English motherfuckers are not true. Black.
They don't even like black people.
They don't.
They
for
don't.
Real.
They don't.
They are English.
I lived it. They don't like America.
Hello,
like
bruv.
Let me see that Martell, bro.
It was just a napkin, bro.
Hey,
Bart, nigga, they didn't get that one.
The what?
Martell.
It was just a napkin.
Hey, Bart, but did you see the video where he flipped on Twitter where the British dude flipped and put on his English accent?
Yeah, where he was like, yo, I've been living here for 11 years in Atlanta, and I'll tell you how they do it on the streets or whatever.
Nah, the one where he was talking about the biscuit. He was talking about biscuit. He flipped the switch, and that's when like everybody on the internet was like, nah, that's fake. Nigga sounded dead-ass American. Sounded dead ass. I mean,
they do that over there to get women.
Yep.
They talk American.
Yeah, yep. They talk American
with American accents.
I definitely did that with a Jamaican accent before, but we'll get into that at a different time.
I mean, because bro,
you
them niggas is lame. They go there, they want to be American, so that way them hoes will be fucking.
You got some pussy out of it.
Well, you
got
to realize all of them come over here for opportunity.
I'm not mad.
I mean, my nigga, have you been to England? It's just cold and dreary,
and their food look terrible.
The food
trash.
Nigga, that breakfast that I had over there that one time, nigga.
And then their oral hygiene standards are different than ours.
Niggas eat beans for breakfast.
Baked beans, eggs,
tomato
slices. Fucking disgusting. Ham.
Canadian bacon.
With some tea.
Sounds disgusting.
Oh, my God. No, never mind. Let me just
show and then they got different oral hygiene standards. So, like, the teeth, like, they don't necessarily, like, judge as roughly over there as we do here.
That part be crazy.
Man.
Yeah, is that real or not?
Nah, that's not.
They be brushing their teeth now.
Nah.
Boom.
I
don't
say all that now.
Hey, but we can't even say that because there's plenty of white people I done seen with fucking rotting out teeth.
Plenty of Americans,
I've seen some bomb out stuff.
The gold standard for British motherfuckers smoking cigarettes and them fucked up teeth.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I've never seen so many women smoke cigarettes. That shit is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
If a woman smokes cigarettes, she might as well.
I'm calling her my Uncle Paul.
You feel me? She might as well drop.
I'm going to ask her what she was in for.
When's the last time you fucked a woman that... Never mind.
I ain't never did it.
Bro, what's the last time?
What the fuck is it?
No, I did that drunk, fam.
Nah, it looked like you was pointing it, bro.
Why the fuck would I point the bar? He's a married man. I was pointing the drone.
I don't think I would ever fuck no bitch with
that. When's the last time you fucked a bitch that smoked cigarettes?
I don't think I've ever fucked a bitch that smoked cigarettes.
Nah, I can't say that.
Wait, are you including black?
I mean, you was in the military.
If she smoked black and mild, that's worse.
You ain't never fucked a bitch that smoked black and miles, you lying.
I've never in my life. Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
If you was fucking black girls in North Carolina, them bitches was smoking black and
you
miles.
Definitely.
What the fuck are you talking about?
They definitely freaked
a
couple
smoking black miles.
They not
was
freaking them
out.
They freaking them out.
Definitely freaking them out, boy.
Never.
Nigga,
not
okay.
Ones, not the ones I
have. Yeah, okay.
All right, whatever you say.
What the fuck I got to lie to you niggers for?
Yo bitch is definitely freaked a couple blacks, my nigga. Yeah. From North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 It wasn't even classic. It wasn't even the wood tip. It was plastic.
Yeah.
It was the plastic tip.
Don't
disrespect. Oh, classic. Always wood tip wine. Always wood tip wine.
Wood tip wine.
Why is that the standard among
the gold niggas, standard?
Bro? Why is it? Why? What is?
Because if you're gonna lowball it, you lowball it the right way.
But why is it wood tip?
If I can't,
it's a little bit smoother.
If I can't find a wood tip wine, I get a wood tip jazz.
It's a little bit smoother.
I'm just not
because the regular shit's kind of harsh. Cool. Then the blacks. I'll take a pass. Nobody wants to smoke those.
I've seen the weed you smoke. That shit is crazy.
That's a fact.
Yeah, you feel me? That's kind of crazy, fam.
This nigga said, I seen the weed you smoke.
That's wild.
The niggas who don't know.
I have a notch with the weed.
That shit is insane. Let me get my lighter back for you niggas steal that. No.
I need it.
No, you don't.
That's crazy.
It's not lit.
Well, light it so I can get my lighter back.
Hey, okay. I got one more thing in sports. Who y'all taking in the Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford?
I haven't made my mind on it. I haven't made my mind up yet.
Spence?
I don't know who neither of those men are.
Yeah, I don't know who neither one.
It's going to be a good-ass fight.
It's going to be a damn good-ass fight. I can't wait for that shit.
It's long overdue, too.
Hey, yo, once some tickets drop, I'm getting them bitches. I'm going.
Are you?
Hell what is that, November 19th?
Yeah, I think so.
You going Frank Lucas and shit, fur coat and everything?
You watch the Mike Tyson doc?
No.
I have not.
Pay that nigga Mike, man.
They gotta pay him for sure. They should pay him.
Pay
him
for what?
And then they for doing his fucking likeness and.
They ain't pay him for that.
No,
they always do it. Hulu. This is the third time Hulu has done this.
They did it with the Pam and
Tommy shit.
They bought the rights to the nigga life, but he not dead.
How you bought the rights to somebody?
Because he sold him.
He didn't sell him.
He didn't sell him.
He didn't
sell him. Still alive.
I mean, at the end of the day, who is he selling? Who I need the verbiage of
which you sell the rice here?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He was sitting in there jigging.
I'm still alive.
You sell the rice to your life?
As being alive and being alive, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
crazy.
Okay, maybe if I go to like Warner Brothers and I'm like, "Yo, Warner Brothers, I want to sell you my story, and y'all could tell it."
Nah, my boy.
That's what selling the rights to your life is. Like, if I go to a company and I'm like, yo, I want you guys to tell the story. I love the storytelling y'all do, or whatever. Y'all pick the director. I just want y'all to fucking do it.
I was like, fair enough.
I think that would be fair. If you got to pick where your likeness was going.
Yeah.
This nigga.
It was supposed to be Jamie Foxx.
Who's?
It was supposed to be Jamie Foxx doing the Mike Tyson shit.
And he would have had the voice better.
Right.
He would have had the look better.
He's done it before in skits, right?
Too much money.
You think so?
Yep.
Well, they should have turned that. That's a fact. They could have. They should have turned that shit into a movie though.
That nigga is underrated.
Superman.
Oh
my god.
Underrated.
Multiple platforms.
He's an underrated fucking performer.
I don't think he's
underrated artist. Like, you put him on any platform and he's gonna succeed.
This nigga's he's a comedian. He can act, he can sing.
He has the greatest sitcom of all time.
We got time for this?
Jamie Foxx show is better than Martin, fam. I'm
gonna keep it being. I'm gonna say top 5.
Cause I was about to say
it's up there.
They were out around the same. Fresh Prince?
It's better than that too. I'm gonna keep it being.
I wasn't.
I don't know about all that.
I watched it. I would say Jamie.
I watched the Jamie Foxx show.
I like the Jamie Foxx show.
I did too, but better than Fresh Prince though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Jamie Foxx is in the top 5 black sitcoms
for sure. There's a good amount.
Living Single.
Fucking Sanford and Sons.
Whoa.
Good Times. Fuck. What's the one with my man's? With the little man's that's not black.
Oh, Wayne's
the Cosby Show.
Cosby Show.
Man, don't count.
That shit
counts. Family Matters.
That's Steve Urkel, right?
Damn, there's a lot of black sitcoms. All of Us.
Yeah,
All of Us is good.
My Wife and Kids.
Dwayne
Martin.
Did you say In Living Color?
What's the one with LL Cool J then?
LL Cool J had a sitcom?
Hell yeah, because I used to watch that shit on
actually,
UPN.
There's a lot of new ones,
shout
too.
Like UPN,
characters
from
UPN.
Hey, UPN,
nigga.
I used to watch that shit on UPN.
So, Blackish Martin, Everybody Hates Chris, the Cleveland Show.
Everybody Hates Chris was funny.
I'm pretty sure LL Cool J shit was In the House.
In the House, is that what it was called?
Google it.
LL Cool J. Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. I like Grand Crew. That shit's on
I've never heard of that.
It's on Peacock. It's pretty cool.
He got some shit.
Oh my, bro.
Smart guy, the Parkers.
And you remember?
Yeah, the Parkers was it.
The Parkers was it. Parkers was it.
Hey. Oh, Moesha.
Yeah.
The Steve Harvey Show.
The Bernie Mac Show.
Living Single.
Bernie Different Mac, World.
Bernie Mac Top 5.
The Wayne Brothers.
Nah.
Okay. What?
Bro, you're
Tyler Perry's House of Pain, the first two seasons was good.
No.
No, I ain't watched it.
The first two seasons was aight. First two seasons was aight.
Nigger.
Wow.
Nigger.
Bernie Mac Show.
101.
No, right, hold on. Think why.
Oh, what's happening now?
Who?
The Bernie Mac Show.
Top 5.
That's top 5.
Okay, 101?
No.
227?
Tyler Pratt is.
Fine as a bitch.
She up there with Capri Style.
I eat her booty hole.
She.
Whoa.
At this point, what booty hole is he not going to eat? What booty hole is he not going to eat?
There's a lot of booty holes I ain't eating.
I might give my left leg to sleep with Kyla Pratt.
Kyla Pratt? Come on, like, stop like
above the knee or below. Stop
giving up your body parts to sleep with this.
Damn.
Above the knee or below the knee?
You know how
above the knee.
Kiki Palmer, one of them, too. I'm going to keep it a bean.
Kiki Palmer could get it.
You feel.
But I ain't giving up no body
parts. I'm not giving up a body part to fuck Kiki Palmer.
Nope.
Because they our age, fam. It's like, shorty, if I meet you.
Is? Kyla Pratt is not our age. Kyla Pratt damn near 40.
No, she's
Kyla
not, Pratt, like 30, she's like 32. Four. At the oldest.
32?
Google.
Maybe 32.
She's like 32, fam.
Boy, hell no.
Maybe she's like 32.
Can't be. 34, maybe.
She's 34. Our age, fam.
Can't be, bro. 36.
Good for her, man.
I'm smoking her shit out.
I am, for sure.
Oh, God.
Smoking her. She thinks a motherfucker.
You know, beating it down.
Hey, go to Instagram right now.
Beating it down.
Where's her Instagram? Down. Oh, right there. See, her, she...
Oh, yeah, she's five.
Yeah.
I'm beating it down.
Niggas got quiet real quick, boy.
Oh,
niggas ain't
no. It's the teeth for me.
Oh, I'm busting it down.
Yeah, I'm yeah. She got
real disrespectful. Nigga wasn't even on Kyle Pratt.
But
just now.
She married and shit.
Is she married?
Got two kids.
I'll be her side, nigga. I'll be her side, nigga. What you talking about?
That nigga lame.
I immediately Dirty Mac.
You feel me?
My man wasted no time with the Dirty Mac.
You already know.
Woo.
Come on, man.
All right, we got to move.
Hey, look, though, she just threw right there.
Hey, the niggas was going to be on the Kyla Pratt hype train for a minute.
Shout out to Steph. He got that $1 billion contract.
Let us see a black man get paid.
Sure now?
What, under Under Armour?
I thought it was just going to be a lifetime deal, but I mean, a Billy.
A Billy.
Lifetime for a Billy.
A Billy? Wait. Steph is going to stay on the Warriors for a billion dollars?
Under Armour.
Oh, okay. It's a deal.
Hell yeah. That's fine. Well, I wouldn't do that because Under Armour, I mean.
Nigga, if you give me $1 billion, you're going to do it.
I gotta think about it because at the end of the day, things change over time, and Under Armour could be some shoes that niggas is fucking with.
I think the younger generation is messing
with
them.
No,
I mean,
we're talking about longevity
Under Armour is being bought by little white kids. They being bought by little Asian kids.
That's what
overseas.
I'm saying like they will expand and grow. You will actually start fucking with it again.
I have a pair of Under Armour shoes.
I don't.
I do.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that out loud.
Yeah. Come on now.
No.
Where are you wearing them?
I don't need them. Yeah.
What?
Where are you wearing them?
I actually went warm today when I went running.
Oh, see, they're workout shoes. It's different. Yeah, I'm talking about like
that ain't no fashion.
If Steph gets there and does the Yeezy tip where he goes over there and now the shoes are taking off. Under Armour's and them bitches is hard. I'm saying 2040, man. I'm saying in the future, nigga. You never know what's gonna happen in 20 years. This is a lifetime deal.
A Billy for a lifetime, though. Like I'm living
Monarchs. Yeah,
I'm rocking with it.
$1 billion
for a lifetime?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, sign me up.
Yeah,
you can give me the Monarchs. And I'm gonna just do player dishes.
How much
makes them
to the $1 billion contract? How much is he really making for this?
Too much.
I hope he got something like some royalty type shit. In there.
I'm sure he does.
I hope so.
Nigga, Steph is a pretty solid businessman.
I hope so.
What do he got? It's not a $500,000 contract.
Damn, who the fuck
from
the
Golden State.
Nah, it's like 5 years too.
Is that them niggas?
That's it was like 5 years 214 at the time.
No, it's not. Call me on car.
That's all ass nigga.
Pause.
Whoa.
I was like, whoa.
Hey, niggas, they started tearing down the Texas.
Man, it hurts my heart. It hurts my soul.
They're not going to implode that bitch?
Nah, they started tearing
it really
down.
Hurts my soul,
just tearing
man.
It down piece by piece and shit?
Yeah, they started tearing down.
They already took down the fucking parking lot?
You literally watched them tearing down part of our childhood.
I don't know.
Man.
I know, bro.
I seen them actually turn on the actual building.
Like, nigga, when you walk into the Texas, you can smell the Baja Fresh and the Fat Burger being cooked. You could smell the popcorn from the motherfucking, from the theater.
I've been to that shit one time and that shit was trash. I'm glad it got tore down.
Wow.
We might jump. I'm going to go back to North Carolina and I'm just going to pick random spots. And I'm going to be like, I know quick pop, the cookout. The cookout needs to get torn down tomorrow. I know you love it. Bojangles needs to get torn down tomorrow, nigga.
In what area?
Nigga, in Charlotte, Mecklenburg area. All of them.
Mecklenburg. I'm not from neither one of them bars. So don't make me no never mind.
We're going to find something to hurt this.
Right.
That he's just trying to hurt my feelings. Look. That Texas station is garbage. I'm glad that they should have done that 3 years ago.
When this nigga Cortland got on and said, like, he was like,
shout out to my boy Cortland.
Cortland was like, yeah, fuck Texas station. I was like, damn, nigga.
Like, what did Texas do to you? Why are you went midnight bowling over at Texas for $3?
Yeah, that's exactly. Like,
come on, now, like, stop that.
That's why I went to Texas station. I went there to bowl.
Yeah.
They have some good ass bowling
lanes.
I'm not gonna be rocking with you. I smacked them craps tables a couple times.
I got some money over there at the roulette table.
Matter of fact, hey, I made $8,000 off
of it. Hey, you need to pay some homage over here being disrespectful.
Nah, fuck that place.
I made eight grand up the sports book once.
Damn, quick.
What do you think they're gonna do with the area now?
Put another casino there?
No,
they're not.
I have no idea what they're gonna do. I got.
They're gonna put a mall in that bitch.
No, they're not.
That's a terrible.
Vegas is not that smart.
It's a terrible.
If anything, why don't we have a mall in the north side? All of this land and shit that they got going and shit that they could be building. Where's the mall?
That was
premium outlet north.
The North Premium Outlet,
which is in the middle of the city, low key, almost.
That is not the north, nigga.
I'm not from here. I don't know what the fuck is what. It says North Premium Outlets.
That ain't the north, nigga.
North Premium Outlets.
This is the north. This and up towards Centennial and shit like that. This is the north.
I mean, they building. They you gotta give them time. They still building.
Nigga, they've been building since we was in high school. Fuck is you? Since we was in middle school, nigga.
I mean, but
the nigga sitting in this room, other than yourself.
You're not even really from here like that.
Where am I from?
You from Philadelphia? You from North Carolina? Where the fuck are you actually from?
See,
if we gonna talk about it, where are you really from?
We've done this 50 million times.
Where
are
you
really
from? You said you was
hitting him up.
You said you was a Philly nigga last time I talked to you.
I am a Philly nigga.
I see what you mean.
I am a Philly nigga.
You a Philly nigga, fam?
I'm a Philly nigga.
So you're not even from here. Why do you care?
I am from here.
Why do you care?
I was born and raised here. I'm still a Philly nigga.
You a cap ass nigga. That's what's wrong with these Vegas niggas. They be lying.
Is that what we be
lying.
Doing?
That's what's wrong with these Vegas niggas.
Hey, Philly,
niggas,
Carolina, Vegas.
You feel the ooh.
Drake said it best.
Carolina, Vegas. Ooh.
Make the song, my nigga.
Oh my.
Come on
God.
Now.
That's the next name of my next beat, Philly Lana Vegas. Niggas ain't never heard that one.
They gonna be like, who this about?
Hey, shout out to Apple. They released the
Man, fuck Apple.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
That update, I don't really see nothing changing.
Hey, no, that this is.
They say nice. There's a bunch of shit you could do with it, but like I try to remove the background from my picture. I don't know how to do it.
You just gotta
hold it down, and it doesn't do nothing but bring the whole picture out.
That update is out.
iOS 16.
I ain't updated my shit yet,
bro. You can.
It's pretty solid.
It's pretty good. Cool. I'm not gonna lie.
Working.
What?
You can just like, I don't text
me. Niggas is so fucking excited about that, bro.
I'm not that big on it because like stand 10 toes on what you
text message up to 15 minutes.
I don't want nobody over there trying to get funny. It's time restricted.
You said you can. Change what it takes.
Oh, he's gonna get it. Oh, it's gonna be a wild weekend, ain't it?
Oh God! No, only what you say though, not them.
Yeah, but I can change what I say.
Up to 15 minutes.
Yeah. Damn! Do you know how fucking wicked?
But no, but it shows the edit history.
Yep, it does say.
This person edited it.
I don't think it shows what it was.
It doesn't say what they changed. It just says it was like edited.
Under the bubble?
It's like at the bottom of the message.
Just like when you stop sharing your location.
That's tough.
It'll show up.
So a bitch will be
also,
like.
Also.
Why you stop sharing your location?
On your photos?
Like, I'm pregnant.
Huh?
You can edit that shit. Yeah.
Blocked.
Right. Huh?
You also.
Who
on your photos?
Damn. I got.
When you delete photos, change the date?
No, when you delete photos or you have like a hidden photo, it's a lock on that shit now.
Yeah, that's too much. Put that shit in the hidden folder where nobody can find it.
Right.
It's a lock on that bitch too.
And then they give you
keep safe. That.
So you can do like multiple different
Edit that shit out.
You get multiple different like
fucking up, bro.
So just like with the internet and shit like that, I got like 6 different profiles and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So you can do different home screens that go to different fucking
And you can attach pages. Like the
So one of my pages is do not disturb. No. One of my you can have a page
like the focus modes. You can change them per focus as well.
I'm gonna have to update my shit. I'm trying to have the X videos home screen. Look, I need to get a sponsor from them.
And Twisted Tea.
So I could do
the Twisted Tea one is coming.
So I got one. I got this one, and then I got this one.
Damn, your shit is updated for real.
Yeah.
So you can change like the font and all that shit.
Yeah, like, man, I wanted for the, fire. You know what I'm saying? And then it lets you do the front and the home screen.
Dre's really said like no more chains.
No more what?
No more chains.
Quit. Except you're somebody important.
That's it. He said, peepers.
What am I supposed to do with this?
You're just checking out the screen.
Just press the lock button.
Press the lock button?
Yeah. I mean, oh, you can see the screen and shit? Yeah. That's my shit.
This looks cool.
Yeah.
And then you could put your widgets and shit on the front. I don't know what a widget is for.
What is a widget?
I don't be using them shits.
Hey, no, that shit's mad helpful. That's just
some of them shits be on widgets, nigga.
Niggas, I know, right? Niggas
be saying on widgets.
So, like, I got, like, smart home features and shit like that, so I can just, like, hit a button and unlock a door or turn a light on or, like, temperature. It's, like, convenience type shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We good?
I don't know what
nigga said. We good, nigga?
Bro, stop. If
he drunk.
I'll show you. Boy, I got alarm on my
shit. I can turn my kitchen light on right now if I don't.
Ooh, for that reason.
Hey, you know
what? Ain't on these niggas, man.
Rich friend.
Hey, all right, man.
That's our rich friend. Oh, you're the rich friend
that I'm talking about? No, I'm not.
This nigga came in with a coach book bag.
Why are we talking about this?
My defense, I had him for somebody else, and he said he was going to buy a shirt from me.
Both of them niggas is the rich friends.
That niggas looks.
No, the twins, bro. Really look alike.
What are the names
that
again?
That shit is actually crazy.
Twanacino.
That shit is actually crazy.
Which one of y'all is older?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
Probably you.
Fam, that shit is scary.
See, but they don't sound the same, so that's how I've been knowing.
They don't, but they look the same.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah, but the other niggas got braids now. So
no, they look the same.
It's just funny. It's just funny shit, because niggas really thought this nigga was Cena when he walked in there first.
Bro, I was like,
it was him just now.
The first day he came back, I'm like, this nigga was on TV and shit. He ain't tell nobody nothing. And he like, what are you talking about? I'm like, nigga, you posted it the other day.
Nigga, I dapped him up. I was like, oh, bro, that shit you did on Instagram, fire. He's like, what the fuck are you talking
He's
about?
Like, fuck these niggas up.
And after he told me he was going to buy a shirt, I'm like, damn, I fucked up.
Yeah, I pushed that shit back a week.
Certainly so. It's like, bro, y'all look like the same
person. No, we dead ass dude.
Hey, shout out to Dane for buying the shirts.
Hey, shout out to Dane. Shout out to the cable guy. Shout out to you. Shout out to Vari. You got a shirt?
I got two.
You did? You did buy a shirt.
I bought two, nigga.
You bought two shirts. On my soul. Hey, shout out to the people supporting black business. Shout out to my friends supporting my business, man.
Factual.
That's what's up. You gonna buy one next week.
We love our nigga, man. You know, quick talk bad to niggas sometimes.
I don't never talk bad to none of you niggas.
Boy, shut your ass
up. I don't even think that statement equals up. Like,
I don't talk bad about none of you niggas, man. Wait a minute. Can we talk about something?
Cap?
No. Can we talk about something?
This nigga's funny.
Don't come to me and tell me something that somebody said about me.
Here we
go. You don't want me to ask them about it. Because I'm one of these people who's going to, let's say, God forbid, Dro comes to me. And he's like, hey, Vari said this, this, and that. Vari said you was a bitch.
Yep.
I'm immediately, no hesitation, I'm going to go straight to Vari and be like, hey, Dro said you called me a bitch. What's up with that?
I'm going to be like, you're a bitch, nigga.
You're not going to say that. Wow. You're not going to say that.
You
think hey,
so?
Hey,
I know so.
I'm you're a grown ass man.
Hey, but you know what I do, though? I really be like, hey, quick, all that shit Vari said about you can't be true.
But my point is, don't bring it up to me if you don't want me to ask. Because I'm going to follow up.
No, nigga, because somebody else can handle it.
No, I handled it.
Handled? This nigga ghost.
Did you handle it?
Yeah. Nigga, did you get an apology?
Yeah, after I had to call you.
Nigga, yeah, you called me. And then I handled it, right? That's exactly what happened.
So, it shouldn't have gotten that
far. No, it should have. It had to get that far.
No, number one. Now,
nigga, don't tell me shit. Don't bring me problems if you don't want
bitches, motherfuckers. Period. Just don't bring me no problems about nobody else.
Nigga, don't bring me a problem. What the fuck is?
I didn't. What, nigga? I had to.
I'm sorry.
Hey, yeah, these niggas be having friendship therapy and shit.
I'm like, I'm sorry. This ain't for the podcast.
Hey,
mark that down, bro. Edit that shit out.
Yeah, it's an hour.
Yeah, because we passed that.
Yeah.
Ain't no point in rehashing that shit.
At all.
Y'all hear about the Whitney Houston biopic?
Yes, I saw. Who's playing her? Do we know?
Is it Jennifer Hudson?
No. I thought it was old girl that was in the Mike Tyson thing, but
damn.
I don't think I want to actually. I don't think I'm going to watch it.
I'm gonna watch it.
I'm not gonna go to theaters to watch it. I know that for a fact. I'm not gonna pay for it. If it's on BET or something, maybe.
You know what? I might take my mom to go watch that.
Oh, what a nice young man.
I'm going to take my
because I already know it's just going to be filled with racism at the beginning. Then it's going to be her doing... and if this is a biopic, they better be doing it fucking right. And include all of it. Don't be trying to sugarcoat and make her look like the sweet when they was dancing in the mall? She was... Bro, that was on TV. So it's like there's no point in you not putting it in the fucking doc. Why would you not put it in there?
Say what you got to say, Twan.
Because, I mean, you can only just... put it in there? You can, no, I agree.
They put Mike Tyson's baby. You can only Mike Tyson's baby dying.
You can only put so much about Whitney without having to get Bobby involved.
And what does that mean?
He's part of the story. We're going to have to expose people on how she turned him out on the drugs. He was already on the drugs, but she took that shit to another level. She ramped it
up to another level.
Oh, absolutely.
But at the end of the day, is this a biopic or not?
It is.
Okay, so most of these motherfuckers have done some crazy ass shit.
Wild shit.
So either you want to tell the story, or just like what they're doing with the Elvis shit, you want to sugarcoat some shit and make it seem like Elvis was fucking with niggas because he was poor.
I didn't watch it either,
but that's the census that these white people keep telling me. Well, Elvis, you know, all this stuff about him stealing from black people wasn't real, man. He grew up in the hood with black people and did this. And where'd you get that from? The movie? Shut the fuck up.
Hey, yeah, that's what. Big thing about me, not just only for the biopic, don't come to me with no bullshit source of they. I'm grown. I'm going to ask you a question. Who the fuck is they? Where did you get this? Where did you get this information?
Like, if there was some, like, okay, when we do
I don't want to get too far off.
Yeah, I know, right? Let me stop. I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead, all right.
You good.
At this point, we grown. And people like to lie, so nah, fuck that. Cite
like, when
sources.
They do the R. Kelly shit, are they going to leave shit out of the R. Kelly biopic or whatever the fuck they decide to do? Because they didn't leave anything out of the doc.
They ain't not do that one. I don't know.
No, they're going to do an R. Kelly biopic. They're going to do that. That's money that is not going to be left on the table.
Because this nigga going to need some money. He's going to need some money on his books. He's going to have to sell the rights to his life, too.
He's going to have to sell the rights.
All I'm going
to
say
a studio is going to be like, yo, we're going to do the most debaucherous shit.
All I'm going to say is, do not let Trey Songz play any part of that, because he got another one coming.
Nigga, Trey Songz about to get buried.
Trey Songz is not gonna make music no more.
When the last time
that nigga put an album out?
He about to get buried.
That nigga is not gonna be able to work in nowhere no more. He gotta take care of his kid, because he fucking up.
He can't be around. He ain't gonna be around no women.
Big time.
Zero.
Y'all ready for the first?
I need to buy one for the studio.
Little Mermaid?
Man.
I will try.
This Little Mermaid shit is stupid, my nigga.
Are we talking about that now? Stupid.
These niggas like, her hair isn't red enough. Nigga, it's a live action movie underwater. Fuck out of here.
No, they are really mad.
She's a nigga.
This is a black woman doing this shit.
Do we care about white tears?
No.
Not at all. And the crazy shit is motherfuckers are sitting here, like, I was on the phone with Jerry the other day. Motherfuckers was sitting at his job telling him, well, Disney keeps doing this. This keeps happening. Jerry was like, name another movie that they did this. Name another Disney princess that has been changed, her race, or anything like that. They did Mulan, Asian.
I was going to say, as many white actors that they've had play black people?
Yeah.
Literally, blackface is a thing.
They did fucking Beauty and the Beast. That's the bitch from fucking Harry Potter. Like, all of these motherfuckers is white. They decide to do the Ariel shit, which they've been planning for 3 years. This movie has been in plans with this same actress. So, the fact that everybody's hyped up around it now is just because they see it. They were hyped up when they first announced it. Trust. All the memes and shit like that, those were the same memes from, like, 2 years ago. Yeah. But now that they see it, it's going to go crazy.
What I don't understand is, a mermaid ain't even a real fucking person. It's a fish. It's not real.
It's not a real
thing. It's a mythological fish.
It's not a real thing, bro.
So, you telling me that you niggas is mad that this motherfucker gonna be black? You ain't even seen a mermaid before.
Nigga. Now, think about this, bro. if they would have decided to change, like, what if they would have did the Buzz Lightyear movie, right? And they were like, all right, Buzz is going to be something else. I mean, they put a bunch of black people in the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be a light-skinned, like, it's just going to be a different nigga. We're going to make him something crazier than what we're used to.
Hey, make Buzz Asian.
Make him Asian.
They go crazy.
And I want him short.
Boy.
I do not want a black Buzz Lightyear because I do not want these niggas coming at black folk again.
I'm tired of them coming at all of black folk for the decisions that white folk make. Because that was not a black folk decision. No black people run Disney Channel. None of us.
Walt Disney wouldn't stand for it.
You would think, but, Walt Disney is rolling around in his grave right now.
Oh, my God.
The first movie that Disney ever put out was called Sound of Music, and it was played in the White House, and it was about fucking the KKK being superheroes, and...
Yeah, he would not be pleased with way society is going.
I thought that nigga cryogenically froze himself.
He did.
Yeah, no, he ain't moving around in his grave. He's rolling around in his fucking cryo tank waiting to come back.
He's like, hurry up and let me out this shit.
That motherfucker in there hibernating like Goku, just pissed off about black people being able to do shit.
This nigga about to come back with super racist powers. He gonna have the power to draw whatever racist shit that he can
do. I'm not gonna lie, that's gonna be funny as shit. Alright, bro. I gotta talk about this shit that I saw on the news. So there's a truck that crashed in Oklahoma City. And when it crashed, it spilled out a whole bunch of fucking adult toys. Bunch of dildos and wild shit just on the fucking freeway.
Shit happens, man. It could have been anything.
What if that shit happened right in front of you? Would you?
I mean, I'm going to swerve and keep on going about my business. Ain't got shit to do with me.
I really don't. I hate when people text you really unnecessarily. I've had a lot of unnecessary messages over this last course of
these. Two, three weeks?
48 hours or more than that.
Ooh.
I got. Damn, looking at your profile picture just tripped me out. Looking like my best friend that passed away.
Why would you say that to me? That's weird.
I know we got like all these planets in retrograde and shit, but like you don't need to text anybody no shit like that.
Yeah, you don't have no. You keep your coming to Jesus moment to yourself.
Hi.
Should say like that.
Yo, what's good? Nothing on my way to this fight party, you. Girl, aren't you going to that fight party with your boyfriend?
Oh. I mean, she may not. She may be trying to leave though with you, so.
Damn, she wants you to act like an Uber and drop some dick off.
Nah.
Uber meets.
Wow. Fire.
Nah. Fire. I'm alright.
That's fire.
I'm alright.
Hey, sometimes you gotta throw that pass out there, though.
Thank you, Tom. Right. I appreciate you. That's a great title.
Hey, hey, there it is.
It said Uber meets. It's crazy.
I'm alright off of her, though.
That's actually just like what you were saying is when you were talking about unmuting stories and muting people's Instagram stories.
Yes, that irrelevant shit, that waste of time, or I'm good.
Hey, hold on, bro. Hey, I gotta talk about some shit that happened.
Talk about some shit.
What's
that
up?
Not too long ago. Hey, these niggas are sassy as fuck.
Boy,
I retweeted that,
bro. Y'all niggas gotta tighten up, bro.
Niggas gotta tighten up.
If y'all messing with a hot girl or a girl that's popping, like you gotta tighten up. You gotta play your position. You gotta know
how to fucking move, please.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Stop being sassy out here, my nigga.
Really, stop telling niggas who you fucking with.
Don't do that. That kissing niggas, and telling shit.
Unless it's your niggas and y'all not trying to be in the same fucking boat, I understand. But other than that, stop telling niggas. That
shit. Kissing and telling shit is all. I mean, like, I feel like it used to be a principle that everybody knew and understood, and then that shit just went away, probably with the internet or some shit.
The internet.
But
because niggas is geek to tell the world, I fuck this.
They clout chasing.
Niggas be ready to lie and say I fuck this just to look cool to other niggas.
Hey, and that shit.
Why
are
y'all lying over pussy?
No, I'm. Wait, what? No, we ain't doing that.
I'd rather take the L and not get no
pussy. Get your ass, niggas.
Nah. That shit is annoying.
Not at all.
Yeah, this Life is Beautiful shit is on a bad day. I just realized that the fucking boxing matches tonight.
Yeah, that's a bad
day. I may end up watching that thing from the crib, man.
Bro, they edited this photo so bad.
Hey, you ever seen your homie trying to cuff a hoe?
I know a couple niggas who've done cuffed hoes.
I mean, life happens.
Did you tell him that she was a hoe?
Hey man, I don't normally word things that way.
You can only tell niggas butt so much before niggas go ahead and do shit on their own.
Yeah. You tell your nigga she's a hoe, or you let them just experience
it. That's a terrible edit job. Look at it.
That is nasty. I can see it from here. That is nasty. It's nasty.
They ain't have like a straight edge or.
Jesus Christ, it's nasty.
All right.
Yeah. You let them go through that shit, or you gonna tell them up front?
No. So to word it. You can lead the horse to water, but you can't make a drink. I'm gonna let them know, hey, look, you might need to know something.
Know who you getting involved with.
I wouldn't even get too specific because I would hate for it to come across as me throwing salt. I would always tell somebody, or I've told friends, take your time. Look around. Ask some questions. Figure out,
Your girl was out here sucking up the team, nigga.
To be respectful. The football team, not the basketball team.
The one with a lot more niggas on it.
After practice.
The soccer team?
After practice.
I don't think there's a team with more niggas than a football team. So, no. Nah, yeah, the football team, for sure.
practice squad?
The offensive line.
Oh, yeah, shit.
The offensive line room got to her. You know them some nasty niggas.
They are filthy. Because they don't get a lot of pussy, so they are filthy.
And they doing some nasty shit.
They jerseys ain't called every weekend, so yeah. When it gets to them, they out here.
It's really surprising sometimes.
At least on the defensive line, yeah, like, yo, you'll hear their number.
It's terrible.
But yeah, in general,
it's terrible.
In general,
it's terrible.
Niggas, look in the mirror, hold yourself the fuck accountable, and do better. Bro. Who the fuck better?
Honestly,
I'm gonna tell you some shit.
I'd be appreciating that these niggas be fumbling a lot of pussy.
Fact.
They do. Oh my god.
Because it really trickles down to niggas like us who don't really be in the same shit they be on.
Man.
I ain't gotta tell nobody that I'm fucking.
At all. You don't gotta bring it up. You don't even have to start the conversation.
That's between me, you, and the Lord.
But let you sit down. That's very ironic. We're gonna ignore that though. Let me just get my iPad real quick.
Rich nigga. Rich ass nigga Twan, man.
Rich nigga Twan.
Nigga, you have a MacBook right here.
Okay.
Joe, how many chains you got on?
Hey, that what the fuck was a perfect timing. What the fuck? That's what
Okay, nigga, my MacBook old.
What you saying? That thing is functional. Look at him. I can't wait till Barry get in here. He got it propped up. He's got the MacBook with the accessories.
This is his.
Who's? Barry's?
Yes.
You're utilizing now.
Hey, this nigga said, hey, fuck everything else. You're using it, nigga.
Like, you trying. I fuck with you. You trying.
Hey, Twan came in with a Coach bag that's got all types of rich nigga accessories.
He has the Marathon.
What that mean?
Bucket and t-shirt.
Huh? Hey, you cause hey,
hey, bro.
Shout outs to all of them and what they've done for their community. I respect them very much. So you support black
businesses. Hey, Twan over here, like, y'all niggas gonna get off my case, bro.
I'm just trying to live humbly and comfortably within my means.
Yeah, yes, sir.
But the name of the game is always to increase your means.
Hey, with your three-story I got a question for you niggas.
What, we putting that out? Can you get at it? Can we get an edit? Can we get an edit, please? That shit ain't coming out. All right, bet.
Hey, what time said we at? 1:13. Hey, just start. Delete like the last 30 seconds. All right, we're good. Hey, the way that nigga looking around, Twan, like, nigga, that ain't coming out.
Hey, man, it's going to be in there. Hey, you know, you live where you live. You do what you do.
Hey, man, why do women have separation anxiety?
If I
I really don't have an answer for that.
Nigga, people have separation anxiety. Yeah. Women. Well, you, of course, you only reason you would know it because niggas deal with women.
It's worse.
Hey, what we got going on, bro?
Jesus Christ. Yes, executive producer.
I got to.
Yes, Thirsty.
Today?
No, not today. I was a little thirsty. I'm not gonna lie. At first, I was a little nervous about what she was about to do over that thing.
I was too. I ain't gonna. Yeah, hey, no, for real. Because, like, women are. They hate when you leave, and it's really weird.
It really be weird, though, because, it's like, I done spent 48 to 72 hours with you, and now I'm going home.
Some of it be out of love. Some of it be attachment and detachment issues. Some of it be these motherfuckers just don't got friends or shit to do.
Hey, bro.
Bitches don't be having friends.
I don't be liking having a
bitch. I can't be your only friend.
Or inversely, some of them are very busy and appreciate their free time and try and spend that with you. Inversely.
Or is it because their daddy left them?
That could be one reason, but that's definitely one reason.
Maybe. I don't like bringing a chick over to the crib sometimes because then, like, you know, I kind of set my shit up nice to be kind of comfortable for niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Tate.
Too comfortable.
Hey, the spot pretty nice, man.
Too comfortable.
So, it'd be like, damn, you haven't lived this standard of living. You're not trying to leave.
They see that wedge pillow and they don't want to leave.
Stop coming over dudes' houses and acting like this the first time you've been to places. Yes, this is a painting in a vase.
She was on
guest. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, this is Indian fire grass. We have furniture in flatware. We are regular human beings.
I have a bidet attached to my toilet, yes.
Step it up.
There is a toilet light.
Hey, which one did you buy, though? Because I'm still in the market.
I'm going to send it to you.
My guy.
Hey, ladies, when you go to Dro's house, definitely go check out the bathroom.
I put my own shower. I got a dual shower head in there now.
Oh, I balled out. I went and got the one that does like the tornado drain inside of it.
She butt ass.
And when you step out, you got to get onto the bath stone.
I'm thinking about getting one of those.
I'll send you a link, my guy.
Look at these niggas. That's crazy.
Hey, you got to uplift your people.
Hey, for sure. Hey. Hey, how you niggas feel about FUPAs?
It's cool. It don't bother me.
Mo for the grabbing for the action.
I was going to say my forehead need a little rest anyway.
I'm about to have her come on, bro.
I fuck with it. This nigga said my forehead need.
I mean, because what else, you know?
I mean, you right. You right as fuck. All right. Y'all going to be honest on this next topic or no?
Sure.
Let's do it.
You ever been a munch?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
But not since high school, nigga.
Hey, you know what? It's not like I went over there with the intention of eating pussy and not getting no box.
Oh, wait a minute. Actually, no. Not a single time, actually.
No, that happened to me one time in high school.
Not a single time.
You never took a mission?
She let me munch that shit, and then she was like, all right, I'm good, I'm out. I'm like, bitch, I ain't no gifts.
They really said you could do it, bro.
I'm not bad at because I'm not raping no bitch, all right? I'm not pushing. I'm not going the extra mile for no pussy.
Nope.
Like, if the bitch is like, no, I'm like...
Nope.
I'm not gonna hit you up no more, and I'm probably gonna treat you like shit after this. But I'm not gonna get the rapist. I'd rather be the asshole than the rapist.
Hey, you tell me
you gonna come back around one time,
like don't.
And I'm gonna get my neck.
Don't assume that I'm trying again. Like we are good. I'm a nigga with pride. You tell me no one time.
Yeah, you tell me no. I'm not even about to go ahead and fight you on it.
Like we can. And my thing about it is we can still be friends. So if I ever hit you up after that, like don't ever assume ever in your life that. Again, I'm a nigga with pride. You told me no once. Fuck, I look like coming back for a second round of no.
You said you wanted to get back, though.
I'm a vindictive nigga. I come up with different ways to go ahead and get my W back. May not be the same way I got the L in the first place, but I'm going to get my W back.
No surprises, right?
I don't know. My life has been a little... They always come back.
I don't think you got out what I got out, but it's okay.
I know what you meant.
Yeah, it's okay.
I did.
They always come back, though. It really don't. Hey, Mercury being in fucking Gatorade, Retro Renegade, Pomonade, Lemonade, all of that shit really be giving broads reasons to go ahead and be like, let me text this nigga. Let me text and be like, hey, what's good? Where you at? What's going on? I thought about you.
Are you sucking dick or not, bitch?
Yeah, because at this point, it's like I'm trying to be way more direct about it. Like, what are we doing? Because
Zodiac Magic told me to go ahead and text you.
Did they tell you to suck some dick too, or cause, like, why are you like, no, I don't.
And then they'll text you, and then y'all go ahead and respond and have however dialogue for however long, and then they'll go back to being like, I can't believe I tried to go ahead and mend shit with this nigga. All this other little fucking Zodiac Magic shit.
Bitch, you came to me and fucked with my piece.
Oh, God.
Man.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Also, I'm not your motherfucking pen pal. I don't want to sit here and text you and talk about flirting or
no.
Linking up and none of that no. bullshit. Like, no. Give me something concrete. Otherwise, like, you're wasting the free text on Wi-Fi.
Are you sucking dick or no? Because if no, respectfully get off my phone.
Are you giving me the cheeks or no?
Really, a lot of shit can be forgiven if you just fuck me.
I mean, you know, if that's how you choose to live your life.
I ain't saying that we gonna be cool or kosher again. But ain't no love lost. I ain't gotta hold nothing against you. I ain't probably ain't gonna fuck with you no more. I mean, still give you the pussy though. Thank you.
That's real. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Not mad at that at all.
When you really sit back and think about it, like, I can hold on to this or I can get over to get a nut and then I just wasn't gonna talk to you again anyway for real.
Hey, man, like I said earlier, keeping it ambiguous, you know, but sometimes you just gotta fucking get it over with.
Oh, what? That's
good ass fucking words. I like it. Fuck with it. For real.
Sometimes you just gotta fucking get it over with.
Sometimes you gotta get that tension out, so I understand. Sometimes you just gotta get it.
I'm about to say, like, a lot of shit, like, y'all go ahead and get that. Y'all go ahead and get that fuck out the way.
Hey, man, you can get that post-nut clarity.
It smooths over a lot of conversation that you probably could have, like.
You can figure out, hey, it was good. Do I wanna be friends? Do we wanna just keep it casual? Y'all can be honest.
It's like, not awkward. Y'all are seeing each other naked right now. It's time to have this conversation.
Niggas go crazy. Go crazy. Every time.
What do you mean?
Go crazy. If you presented that opportunity, go crazy. Every time.
I ain't gonna lie though. I used to be a dog though. Oh, if you ever like made me wait and you came back, oh, I'm finna give you some of the best dick of your life, and I'm about to like move on like immediately. Oh,
give her some pipe off the macaroon.
Oh, my boy, I'm busting her down.
And the gas station pill.
I don't know about all that, man.
Both fuck up her life.
And gotta hit her with the tornado. Yep. Hey, shout outs to the few of you that have witnessed.
All right.
Oh, you don't wait. So y'all don't name y'all moves?
No.
No.
That's wild. That is wild.
I don't have time for that. I'm fucking. What am I worried about the name of this shit for? Bitch, bend over.
You naming the bend over? Bitch, better know what that finisher is.
You naming the bend over?
So. No, I don't want to know. Never mind.
I don't. That's all. Like, I don't really want to know. You my nigga, and I fuck with you.
I'm not naming like. Yeah, this. Hey, bitch. This is.
You ain't gonna tell a bitch I'm gonna give. You not gonna tell the bitch you about to give her the Dromo Sachi?
This is Dromo.
Come on, man. That's the corniest shit. You having sex, my nigga. You having sex with a bad bitch.
This is my joke.
You ain't never had like funny ass sex.
Fucking like,
bust a bitch down and be laughing or some shit,
nigga. Yes, but what I'm saying is
name your shit.
I'm the Drone Kage from the hidden village of horny shit, nigga. What?
I mean, it's a little wordy, but it's a little wordy.
You gotta be exciting with that shit.
Come get hit with this fucking Rasengana cum, bitch.
Hey.
What the fuck? And look how big her eyes get. That bitch ain't gonna know what's coming.
Literally.
Hey. Alright, hey, I see what you did. Don't say I never gave y'all a little game. Really
so do you announce it like it's an anime, like, this is a tornado!
Hell no, it's more Super of a charge up and shit. Nah, it's an after thing. It's like, yeah, you bust her down, she's sitting there, y'all getting ready to leave or whatever you're doing afterwards. Like, yeah, you like that shit, the tornado at the end. Yeah, you like that. You like that, huh?
Crazy, bro.
Then she gonna be like, oh, you wasn't know shit whole time, her fucking wig crooked and shit. Like,
so did she ever ask you, so what moves a tornado? Or did she just know?
He just tell her to finish.
Oh, they know. They know.
Right before I met it. Whatever, wherever we was at, that was a tornado.
You could go that route. You could go that route.
45 seconds before I busted that nut, that was the move.
That's crazy.
When my legs started shaking and I couldn't stop, I bet I was in full sync.
That's when you tell her you love her.
This mic's gonna get punched.
Full demon.
Today.
Yikes. And she already doing fucking festivals and shit.
Shout out to her. Get that
good for her. Good for her.
Two songs. And I be telling motherfuckers, like, look, it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality. And that shit one catchy fucking enough? Song, you may not think she's barring it down, she's going crazy on her, nothing like that. The beat is nice, the video is nice, and the bitch is bad.
Hey, yo, literally. Hey, that's all it takes. As soon as it came up, you thought I was feeling when that shit...
Oh,
instant. Niggas said yes.
Because the beat is hard.
This is about
you
to get...
thought I was feeling you? Oh, no, that
this,
hard.
This shit about to get 2 million views already.
Come on, now.
So, hey, shout out to her.
We need a guy version.
So this is my thing. When women are able to do that city girl-esque type music and niggas still rock with it, the fuck nigga free shit. Niggas rock with that shit, though. You know what I mean?
Hey, that bitch.
When women are able to get into their rap. You said what?
Why is Blueface so fucking chaotic?
Who?
Blueface.
Oh, yeah. But when women are able to get into that bag of fucking...
What?
You able to fucking... You're doing this song for the women, but at the same time, niggas is definitely fucking with it.
But he didn't want to fight Nick Young? This whole ass nigga. You know what?
Hey, yeah, because he wasn't ready for that Nick Young smoke. Nick Young still was a professional athlete at one point.
That nigga's stupid.
I'm her daddy now.
Wild times.
But her dad threw the first punch, so that's his fault. If you threw the first punch, nigga, you should have knocked him out.
Not mad at that.
Because at the end of the day, if now you guys are fighting because of you, look, Blueface ain't doing shit. He threw it first. Now Blueface go, bah! Only hit the nigga one time. He didn't really knock the nigga out.
He should have fought that. He should go get in the boxing ring with that nigga. If you really about it. Fuck the bullshit.
Oh, is that
hey, she right went there? At her pops, yeah. Too.
She went at her pops.
Oh, there's yeah. That's when he knocked him out.
Ooh.
Well, not knocked him out, but knocked him down. He fucking
put him down.
He snuck him.
Well, that's the most chaotic relationship.
I wonder if this is going to be on an episode of, what's that shit called? Blueface's. Because you probably see all the not. You see all the cameramen and the fucking boom mic, nigga?
Yeah.
Your ass on the ground, nigga.
Anyways,
nah. If he starts to sue,
yeah, nah. You definitely for legality like
purposes. If the pop says like fuck, he takes the court. All that shit's gonna become evidence.
It's right.
Like yeah, like you fucked yourself, bro.
That's craziness, bro. For real.
Iggy, some white booty, I'd eat.
Lord have mercy. Ask the pod. What I got this week is. Let me see. We got a question not too long ago. It was, I'm not going to do the mama one because that was crazy. And I don't want my mom or your mom to cuss us out.
All I'm saying is yes. Hell yeah.
Who are you talking about?
All three?
Both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Are the twins? What's something non-sexual that gets you going?
Oh shit, I just talked about this on Twitter. Watching your lady get ready to go out. Is she putting that shit on?
Nigga teeth.
She in the mirror getting her shit ready.
That's oh my goodness.
I'm not gonna lie.
A bitch with some nice ass teeth.
You come around a corner, she putting the finishing touches on some fire ass.
Oh my
you
god. Gotta get on. We might not make it out. Oh my god.
Hey, what the nigga Brent said in that song? You slip that on, we might miss the fight. Yeah.
Been there.
You put that shit on. I'm not even trying to.
Been there.
Then I'm finna be around the corner, full lip bike.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Hey, that is some devious shit I would do. But like, I really don't want to go to nowhere. She putting that shit on. I'm like, oh yeah, I might have make it seem like I can't wait no more. I'm trying to fuck right now. We not going nowhere.
Was she looking too good? About to go on the girls' night? I might fuck that up.
Hey, not you did it to yourself. You knew nope, I like that
nope,
shit.
Nope, nope, leave the house, please.
You knew I like that shit.
Get the fuck out.
Like, if I walk past you 3-4 times in the bathroom, and each time, like, you're in the mirror, and I walk past, and I'm looking over you,
nah.
I'm on it. I'm nope. going to be up on it real quick.
She, nope, you going to girls' night, get the fuck out.
No, she's still going to go out. I'm just going to give her some pipe before.
Nah, you, nah, just go. Just get out of the house sooner so I can go ahead and... Whatever the fuck I wanted to do that didn't keep you in the house, yeah, get the fuck out sooner.
I mean, it could be used as a tool, yeah. But yeah,
Lord nah, have mercy.
Non-sexual turn, oh, yeah. Man, putting that shit on, oh, man.
I'm gonna say
hungry.
Me too.
I'm definitely hungry, but
that's obvious was cool, but I need some more food for sure.
I think that's all I got for Isopod. I had another question, but we had like an hour and a half.
Y'all agree or y'all got something different? Vary on?
I agree.
Vary?
Huh?
He said teeth.
Teeth?
Teeth, yeah, teeth. I feel teeth? Like teeth, like some good set of teeth. That shit turns me the fuck on. I don't fuck. Bitch got
somebody
some big
on chompers. Discord said they like their ears being played with.
I think that's sexual though, isn't it?
That is a little. That's like that's getting there.
Bit. Yeah, like that's like your nipples getting played with. Your ears are really sensitive.
But then somebody said with a good Q-tip.
Oh.
No, that's, with a Q-tip?
Yeah, that's different.
That's different. That's not sexual.
But if my bitch is doing it for me and she's like, boy, I'm about to.
I ain't got enough trust in for nobody to do that shit. You can push the shit in, that shit gonna hurt.
No, I'll be like,
I'm not gonna lie. You know what? Another quality of life thing I bought. I got this little ear.
I got one in the cart, my boy.
Some rich ass niggas. I love you guys.
Who's rich? This Dro is trying to live his best life. We just want that for everybody else around us.
You got a promotion. And you live in Providence. I don't hear none of that shit.
That's out, right? For sure, right?
I got you, bro.
Hey,
this nigga
said,
yo.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, like, I don't know. Like, none of my neighbors is. We cool, but, like, we don't know each other. I want to keep it that way. I don't
think I'm going to watch the podcast. I ain't good. That'd be following you on social media, right?
That'd be the one time.
Who knows?
Anyways, what grinds you niggas' ears this week? Give me some time.
Please. These niggas had me write my own promotion statement.
What? How's that? Okay.
They're trying to see. They're testing you to but see you if you have the skill to do it for somebody else in the future.
I had somebody start it. I made a couple quick edits and then I sent it to somebody else and they finished it off. I didn't do none of that shit for real. But yeah, I feel like nigga. I feel like I'm in the military again. I had to write my own fucking declarations and shit.
I had to do my whole department's 1 year. I was big mad. Oh, I was pissed.
I had to write my own eval. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Bro, I had to do one for the whole building where I was at. Officers, enlisted, everybody. Pissed me off. Pissed me off. What else? What grinds your gears, Larry?
Knowing where I'm at. And then texting me like, I wish they would text back. I wish you would text back. But you know what I'm doing.
Bro.
Like, if I'm at work or something.
Bro.
Like, I'm not on my phone. I'm over here doing other shit. I'm not worried about this.
How do you expect a fucking text back when I'm at work getting money?
And then that part. And then it's like, the last job I had, they were really tripping about the phone shit. So I would let her know, and it was like, still, you're still hitting me. You're still calling me. Well, I just want to hear your voice. I just want to... It's
I don't understand that. We talk all the time outside of this. These are the 8 to 10 hours we don't need to talk.
You got to have some boundaries.
I understand if there's a question you need to ask, or, hey, just thought about you. Okay, cool. But you want to talk all fucking day long? No, Brad, don't be on the phone. It's okay. It's okay.
They want to live in our scam, my nigga.
Don't.
And I hate it.
Yeah, I hate a non-independent ass bitch. Like, I need to be.
There's a girl. Yeah, like, be busy, please.
There's a girl
please,
I was dating too. Who I would want to try to sit on the phone while I was at work. And I was like, Brad, I can't do this.
like me and her would never be able to work just because, like, bro, I just sat on the phone for 3 hours for what?
And then in silence.
Because you run out of shit to talk about.
Like, and that's because you want to call me every day. All
you
day.
Have to be gone for a while to miss.
Like
somebody.
You literally thank just want to look at my face through the screen.
Bro.
You just want to make sure that
I'm not talking to them bitches. I'm not talking to them other fucking bitches at this bitch ass job.
Well, guess what? When I went to the bathroom for them for on that 5 minutes before I said I was gonna call you back, I talked to 30 bitches on the way to the bathroom.
All of them.
Shout out to all the work wives. Shout out to all. Shout out to you, Shirley.
You thought I ate the lunch you made? You thought I ate that? Bitch, why'd have made meatloaf last night? The fuck are you talking about? The fuck out of my face.
I left your lunch in the fucking work fridge. I'm gonna get to that tomorrow.
Fuck.
What Tasha just made? About to get smacked right now.
That shit was
fire. At my desk.
Oh God.
She made the lasagna I like too.
Listen, hey, wait, she brought it to my desk. I didn't even have to go to the break room to get it.
Somebody made some macaroni and cheese and some ribs one time. Yeah, I'm here. I need that.
Every piece.
Yes.
And I'm gonna eat it with my hand.
I'm supposed to eat this fucking chicken Alfredo you made.
The same chicken Alfredo?
That the leftovers I'm gonna get when I get home?
Well, I'm gonna diversify my palate. You better sit your ass up and do what you do. Do what you do.
You should be happy that they want to feed me. And right. They're not trying to.
They just saved us on groceries.
Oh, God.
I'm not spending money on lunch.
No gas money to go get the lunch or order it. Come on now.
Then when I come home and I can eat whatever's for dinner, I can be like, damn, it's a whole different style of meal now.
It's probably jealousy.
Oh, God.
It's probably jealous.
How dare she make you smile?
Oh, I was talking about she just wanted to fool. You know women like to eat off your plate.
Oh, my God. Ooh, that'd be the part that shit. Nigga. That shit pisses me off.
I don't trigger niggas.
Like, hey, like stop, I will literally buy you your own everything. You do not need to put your fork on my plate.
Hey, but shout out to, but when you find a girl who like to go only stay on her plate and won't be on your shit, shit is nice.
It is wonderful.
I'd appreciate that.
It's wonderful. I guess I would say that's what grinds my gears. I don't really got no gripes this past week. Don't eat off my plate. That's not it.
Hey, I want to say again, RIP to PNB Rock.
Yeah, hopefully his family can find some peace.
Bro, they can't get his body back home right now.
No, they got it back already.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, okay, they got it back today.
Man, the second week in a row, still RIP this nigga Chris, man.
Yeah. Facts.
Shout outs to my brother, man. And shout outs to Ronnie, even though he ain't here.
Yeah, nigga in Greece and shit. First you, bro.
Shout out to Nick.
Shout out to Nick, for sure. I don't know where you, bro, I don't know.
All the homies, really. I can go on for
shout
that.
Out to all my niggas.
Shout out to Willie.
All my niggas. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to all the women.
Willie, Dale, go stream that.
Dale tequila.
You gotta make the air fried tequila though, so that way he has something to poke.
I was so surprised when I saw that it was with angel food cake, but it made sense. If you soak it up, you make the cake, you soak up the tequila, and then pan fry it to sear it on the sides. Hit it with the garnish, the sugar. Hey, look, I ain't cooking for none of y'all, so don't ask. But yes, your boy,
hey, Duan, you low key kind of like, hey, huh? You said you make some tomorrow, right? Hey, I'm off tomorrow.
Actually, my cousin is cooking tomorrow, so I'm going over to her house. She was a chef for almost 20 years.
I'm off tomorrow. What are we doing? I'm going with you.
Pull up.
Hey.
Pull up.
All right, nigga, tomorrow.
Southwest. I'll be there.
Nigga, man, it's you. How do you guys feel?
It's good. I'll text you. It's good. And she get, I'm saying she get down.
Nigga, listen. I got nothing going on tomorrow.
Hey, I'm off too.
Hey, we see y'all next week.
Hey, peace and love to y'all.
How'd I get you?
Peace, love, drugs. I'm gonna make a change in my life. Starting here today. I surrender all my love. I never thought I could. I'm giving all my love away. They think it's sweet, I had to pave me away. Blame it on my city, that's what made me this way. I gotta jump out the porch and touch the pavement today. But I bet I make a killing before they take me away. Yeah, yeah. Before it's all said and done, they gon' know that we the ones. Yeah, yeah. Before it's all said and done, they gon' know that we the ones. I should probably rock 11, I'm one of them ones. Touching M's and seeing everything under the sun.
I was bred by some shooters, a son of a gun. Now it's money for fun, bringing it in by the ton. But I'm humble, the whispers and the mumbles used to eat me. I'm raised in the jungle, made me beastie. You and Dodie used to tell me we was goldies on the week.